M-A-W-R-O. Yeah, I like both those ideas. And, of course, I'm sitting back here looking at my chimney as we speak about it. Dave, I'm not going to go very high at all as far as beyond the chimney, just to get above the chimney. So it's hard to tell here, maybe 4 foot on a mast. I have two mast sections, and you can, of course, insert them together and make it even longer. But I think I would just do the one. And then I have a diamond X50, I think it is. And I forget how tall that is. But that's the one I want to put topside. The only issue is I believe it's the original chimney, and the house is 1936. I've had a mason up there in years past to tuck point it, but I'm thinking it needs a little assistance because, again, we're talking wind load. If there is, it's just a vertical, so there shouldn't be too much wind load as long as I don't. I like your fulcrum comment. I don't want to put leverage on that chimney too much, so I'm not going to make it real tall. And then I would have to have somebody go up there and take a look at it and, you know, kind of tidy it up if, you know, it's not structurally sound, shall we say. That's all I got on N8WRO. Over to David.